Hey guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction.
I'm here with my friend you may recognize, Lil Debbie.
Hi! I'm so happy to have you here.
It's been forever.
It's been years. I was in the bath trying to figure out how many years it's been. At least like six.
Yeah.
I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6 years. We're whole new women by now.
Yeah.
Literally.
We're different people.
Yeah, we are. We've already transformed. So we have to do a reintroduction because it's been that many years. This is Lil Debbie. Most of you, of course, already know. They've been asking for you nonstop. My good friend for many, many years, basically family. A Bay Area girly, mm-hmm. an Italian girly, mm-hmm. an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Aquarius girly. Yeah. What's been going on?
Nothing. People have been asking me to... Like, when I'm on lives, they're like, when are you going to go back on Hello Dysfunction?
Really? Yeah. Anytime. Every time.
And I'm like, well, I'm not in the Bay. She is. So,
you know. I'm in LA right now.
Yes,
so I was
we are
able,
in LA.
Yeah, I was able to catch up with her this visit, which I'm very happy about. Mm-hmm. Long overdue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. Longtime artist and creative, just general creative in all different mediums, I would say.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you.
You longtime influencer, I'll say.
Yeah.
I think that's like what you're most known and respected for is just all, like definitely a Bay Area icon.
Thanks.
The other day I linked with my friend Natalia. That's mm-hmm. all she's from LA, and you guys probably heard that episode by now because she's before this one, but she told the story the other day about how she found me, mm-hmm. and you'll remember this years and years ago, like maybe 2010-ish, 11-ish, the person that she was dating at the time was like, yeah, you know Lil Debbie, and she was like, yeah, I know who that is, and he was like, have you ever seen her mom? Like, her mom is tight as fuck. Like, have you ever seen her mom? Her mom's crazy. Like, she's hella cool. And I cried laughing. And I was like, oh, my God.
I
totally forgot about that rumor.
I've never heard this story.
So I didn't know that's how she found me because I always try to remember friends, how we met.
Yeah.
And I never fucking remember if they're longtime friends. And that's how this started. And so she's like, I don't remember when we first linked in person, but I remember how I first learned of you.
That is insane.
There was a rumor. Okay. I don't even know how it started, but you... like we're trolling and like you posted me after this rumor because we found it very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you like encouraged it and,
probably.
And was like Rage happy waiting. Birthday to my mom or something, which further kept it going. So we just laughed about it and like kept it going for a minute. But people legit, I did not know she was one of the people
that
legit
funny.
Believed it. And I was like, I mean, I wish I was, but she got her own like cool ass mom. Like,
so
you know?
Hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I forgot. There's things that just like.
I remember when it first started, I want to say a boy or somebody started it and we laughed about it and then like it became an inside joke.
We fed it.
You fed it on your story or something. I reshared it, whatever. We fed it for a minute, but it was fucking hilarious. She legit believed it though.
That's the funniest part.
Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, I was like, no, she has her own cool ass mom. Her mom was like in fashion and, you know, is an artsy, classy lady. Love her down. And yeah.
That's hilarious.
How is your mom?
She's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Love your mom.
Hanging out in Berkeley.
Yeah. 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 I'm like her real mom. I'm the other mom. Yeah.
The other mom.
That was fucking hilarious. It's getting hot in here. Did you just get hot?
It's a little hot,
It just got hot in here. Can we put on air or something? I'm sorry. So yeah, that rumor was funny. You used to do music. We used to rap, okay? And we traveled many states together.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah.
Had lots of fun. We're all over the place. I always remember, and I want to go back to, I think, Denver. We did some good thrifting in Denver that I miss. Do you remember that?
We did Denver. We also went to Austin.
Yeah.
We did South by Southwest.
That was a great time.
That was crazy.
Yeah. We got a house.
Yeah.
And we stayed for a few days. I met, what's his name? 21 Savage.
That
was before he blew up.
Yeah.
he was hanging out with Shitty. Yes. Remember? Yes. And yeah, we had fun. That got a little crazy.
Got a little crazy. Yeah. For sure got a little crazy.
Party houses and stuff out there. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. It was fun.
We had adventures for sure.
Yeah.
For
lots of traveling adventures. I met a lot of people through you. Oh, that's who I was thinking of. I was making a little list of like different artists and stuff that I met through you. Mm-hmm. You know, just going with you when you're doing shows and shit. DB the General, I met at home through you. And we kind of talked about that when me and him did an episode. Riff Raff, I met through you. Mm-hmm. Hung out with him a bit when he first got that first husky, remember? Yes. And it was a baby. Yes. I have pictures of me still with that one. Yes. That one passed away, but amazing, beautiful husky. Mac Miller,
yeah,
met through you. He was super nice. And Mickey Avalon. I did drugs with Mickey Avalon at a show. I
forget that.
I don't remember where that one was. It was
Dirt Nasty involved?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. Mickey Avalon, and I was like, I'm a big fan. We were like backstage together. I don't remember where the fuck we were, but I sold Molly. This is so many years ago. And I was like, you know, I have some really good Molly. Do you want to do some? And he was like, fuck yeah. And
love
like
that.
We went in the bathroom and did it together. And like, when I first got in the game, I was listening to a lot of Mickey Avalon.
Yes.
And I mean, as were a lot of other people. Yeah. Yeah. So it was such a good memory for me to meet him in person. I got to find the photos I took with him. Oh, that was in, I think that was in Denver. Yeah. Because I remember Michaela, a friend's girlfriend that I know, they live in Denver.
That's so and random.
Yeah, that's
you have a really good memory. That's scary.
It's bits and pieces. Yeah. Like, I can't tell you what I did yesterday, but I can't tell you what we ate probably, but I could tell you shit from 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That was, you know, really memorable stuff will stick with me. Do you still talk to Riff Raff?
No.
No?
No, but you know, he just did this, I don't know if you saw it. He did, what is it, Lyrical Lemonade or something?
I reposted it.
Freestyle.
He was doing good.
He's doing good.
He was doing great.
He looks good.
He looks great.
He does not age.
Right, right.
What's going on there?
So for a while, I unfollowed him because he got a little weird, that bodybuilder phase when he was all bulked up and like had that weird hair.
Buff
and he
daddy.
Was like, and I was like, this ain't the riffraff that I like remember. And I don't know, he was on some other shit. And then I saw the freestyle, the recent shit, and I refollowed him and I'm like, that's the one I remember. And he did great.
Yeah,
he
did. I loved it because I was looking at the comments on TikTok.
Were they good?
They were good.
Yeah,
good. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That is who he is.
It is.
When
it
people
is.
Ask me about Riff Raff that like don't know much about like our history and they're like, what's he like? That.
Yeah.
Like that is truly to the core who he is.
Yeah. He was always nice.
He's
witty,
so nice.
Very witty. And you know, I have some listeners that are super, super huge fans of his and they actually wrote to me and they recently went to a show, I think in
Yeah, he's like
Michigan.
Touring again, I think.
Yeah, and they were telling me about that. I got a write-in about a show that they went to and stuff, and people were asking, like, if you're still, you know, tapped in with him.
We don't talk a lot. We had separated ways because of management differences.
Okay.
So when I was Little Debbie, I still am Little Debbie, but you know what I'm saying?
The artist known as Little Debbie. Yeah.
My manager at the time was stealing money from me. And it was when I was with Riff Raff. And my manager was his manager, or his manager was my manager. We had the same manager.
I didn't realize
that. So I was making good money and I had merch and people were hiring me to do certain things for their brands. Mm-hmm. And I got an email one day from a company that was like, we sent this amount of money and you did not fulfill the agreement. We're going to sue you.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, what is this? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I had to be like, no, I really don't know what you're talking about. Well, to find out at that time, the manager was telling companies or people or maybe even shows. I don't even know how big this went. It could have just been this one time. Could have been a lot of times.
Yeah.
He was taking the money
and not telling
me.
I think that's a common thing.
It's probably a common thing. But when it was happening, I wasn't even really, I wasn't at the top of my game. I wasn't even making that much. Like, yeah. I think it was like a $3,000 deal. And I was like.
And they were like, I'll just be keeping that.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck? So I fire my manager and I tell Riff Raff, if he's stealing money from the bitch that isn't making money, he's you stealing might money
look into your shit.
From somebody that is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And he didn't really want to talk about it, and which is fine. Yeah. Like, we were such a close-knit crew. But I took a step back and I kind of just ended up doing my own thing. And that's kind of the beginning of us splitting ways.
Yeah.
Which I don't hold against him. Right. I really don't
I had give no a fuck. Idea y'all were under the same management at
yeah.
that time.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's no bad blood. That's not his fault.
Right.
I don't hold him accountable for it. He ended up, like, I know at some point getting a new manager. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he ever ended up stealing money from Riff Raff, or I don't even know. But we just kind of, like, ended up going our separate ways. Mm-hmm. Like, me and him have never had a relationship or were ever, you know. It was always platonic. So yeah. I sometimes feel like with male, true male friends, mm-hmm. you just go and do different things.
Yeah.
I have guy friends I don't talk to every day. Sometimes right. I talk to once a month. Sometimes I don't. We see each other and we're like, oh my God, it's good yeah. to see you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me. Like, if I saw him, I'd be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
But, of course. Yeah.
I'm happy to see him rapping again.
Yeah.
I want to say he tried his hand at, like, country singing for a while.
Which I personally
You loved
love.
It?
Love.
I was like, nope, I'll check out now. Nope, bring I back the rapper.
Was, yeah, I thought it was fun. Yeah. I think it works for him because. Is he from Texas? He's from Florida,
I think,
or something?
Somewhere
one
in
of
the
those.
South.
Yeah,
yeah. I want to say Florida because
I think it's Texas.
I think yeah. No, you're right because I think he has a Texas tattoo or mm-hmm. something. I might have made that up.
I think he does.
Okay,
but he yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah, I'm happy to yeah. like when he was getting his flowers. I'm like yeah,
yeah.
Gen Z needs happy. To know about this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because if you weren't there, you're gonna be like, what?
What is
like,
happening?
Let him show you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sit in front of a seafood boil. Did you notice that?
Yes.
What's happening here?
I mean, it's always going to be some shit like that.
But all
no
I can
sense.
Think about yeah. is, how does it smell in that room right now?
I hope they had ventilation. Yeah. Yeah, they had to. They would have. Well, yeah, I would hope.
No, 100%.
That just reminded me, you've had quite a bit of dancers over the years. Mm-hmm. What's them twins that blew up?
Oh, my God.
Because people don't know that.
People really don't know that.
Yeah.
The
Claremont twins? The
Claremont twins. So, not that I had, but the Claremont twins danced for me before they went on Bad Girls Club.
They were her dancers, guys.
Yeah, they were my dancers for a very short period of time.
But it still counts.
It still counts.
Yeah.
It was probably for like...
That was my first introduction to them, period.
Like one yeah. to three shows.
Yeah.
And I remember them being like, we're going to go on Bad Girls Club. It was before they had any like surgery done yeah. or anything. They were still really pretty. Yeah. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Like Bad Girls Club. Like, yeah. I don't think I'd even be able to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And then they went and I was like, holy shit, they really did it. And then like everything else happened. And I'm
that
like.
That shit just took off.
Took off.
Yeah.
And good
yeah.
for, because that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
And when I met them, they are 100% pure diva princesses.
Really?
Like, before the surgeries.
They already were.
Before Bad Girls mm-hmm. Club. Like, I'm like, when they were dancing for me, I'm like, am I the artist or are they the artist?
Yeah.
Like, they
no,
were on
for
some,
real.
Like, diva princess shit, and I loved it. I ate it up.
Yeah.
Because they were so girly.
I love that.
Yeah. So, like, when I see them now, I'm like, damn. Y'all look good. You really did that.
Yeah.
You said you wanted that and you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that.
I do
to be
too.
Real.
I love to see girls just, you know, doing great.
Yeah.
Doing
that's
what the
what
fuck
you wanna,
they want
to
do.
Yeah. That's what you
want to
do.
Whatever it is.
That's how you want to look. I'm all for it.
I'm going to be a bitch for a minute.
Okay. I love that.
You had some dancers that weren't so cool. You had some that were a little grossy, as Peas would say.
Aww.
You had a few that. Didn't smell the best.
No.
You had some that we had to tell to shower.
Yeah.
You know?
It's surprising with
I
women.
I want this to be educational. It ain't that surprising, I'm learning, because when I was at the Pornhub party the other night, We went in the bathroom and I was like, the girls are shitting. The girls are in there. It smells like they shit on the floor. Like the girls are in there.
You know what's so funny about this? I always am like, boys need to wash their hands. Like, I'm going to look at your hands, see if you wash your hands. And then I'll go into a girl's public restroom floored. And I'll be like, wait a second.
Like, it's nasty.
What's happening in here?
So I'm complaining about that. I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to hold my pee. And I come back out. And then, like, someone else I know went in there. And they were like, it actually smells like BV in there. Like, It's getting crazy. Like,
it was yeasty.
It's, like, fishy and, like, also shit. Like, It was getting crazy in there. And I was like, okay. There's times when a women's bathroom will just, like, shock me. Who the fuck is using this bathroom? I want to fight.
Actually saw a TikTok the other day that it was a woman walking out of a bathroom and was like, in what world should a woman leave her pussy in the bathroom?
Yes. And I was like, bro. I see a lot of people saying that. Take your pussy with you when you fucking leave. Yes. Do not leave your ass
what
in the bathroom.
What gets me is not only that, but it'll be like, did we not see the trash can?
Right. The people don't care. Like,
why is it behind the toilet?
Unwrapped, stuck on the wall. I mean, it's bad.
So as much as I get on men, is women. Hey, it is do women better. Too.
Do better, girls.
But yeah, it is shocking when you have to be like,
yeah,
girly pop.
What's happening?
What are we doing here?
We can't be that careless.
Yeah, no.
We can't. But yeah, you had a few dancers that... you know, and they didn't like to be told, take a shower before you get in that bed, girl.
Came and went. For the better. For the better. Yeah. You know?
We had fun while they were around, but, you know, it didn't last.
No. And
understandably so. I wish them the best. I hope they're making better decisions now.
Yeah.
As far
I
as
hope
that.
So.
The hygiene.
I hope so. Yeah. Me too. At this day and age.
I want better hygiene for everybody.
Me too.
Yeah. But we had fun. Like, we lots did. Of fun traveling with your dancers and stuff. You've had some cool ones. Something about you that I think is a little misleading or like gives the wrong, you have a resting bitch face. I do too. And I think people like misread you and they think like you're mean or like
you're snobby.
Snobby.
People
okay.
Think
well,
I'm snobby.
Sometimes you are, but not, you're really a sweetheart though. You are.
Really
nice. And, I think that everybody needs to just keep in mind, some people just have that, you know, and it's, I was told earlier that I have a resting bitch face and I'm like, yeah, I do. Like it just, sometimes it just is
it
what
just
it is,
happens,
but
yeah.
You're really such a fucking sweetheart. And I just want people to know that like first impressions or first glances aren't really indicative of person's real attitude
mood. I think it's people. The thing is I am kind of snobby. I'm very judgmental, but I hold I hold the same onto myself.
True.
The same standard is for me as it is for everybody
else. And I think that's what makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Because when they're not holding themselves to those standards, then those are the problem people.
Yeah. Yes.
But if
yeah.
it's across fair across the
it's
board.
It's across the board. It's me, you, the next person, the person in the other room. Like it's everybody.
Yeah.
I'm really like, and it's so bad. I've had to like train myself out of this. I used to be big on, if you don't talk to me, I don't talk to you. Like in social situations, if
like
you don't
that.
Come and talk to me, I'm not going to come and talk to you.
I think that comes from me being so sensitive. How did you force your way out of that? Are you not like that anymore? Yeah.
I have to. Like when you're in like social settings and you're trying to network or just trying to meet people, like you gotta, hi, I'm.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate doing that
it's
with a
so
man.
It's so uncomfortable and scary for me.
It's so scary.
Because if somebody is like standoffish with me or like, or whatever, like I'm going to get sensitive and I'm going to get angry. And I don't
want
to do that.
We don't
and
want
to
angry.
And it puts myself in such a vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
I don't like putting myself in vulnerable situations.
No. But I also like really hate doing it with men. I don't know why it's specifically with men. I feel like, why am I introducing myself to your grown ass?
Yeah.
As a fucking man.
I think it's their job.
I think it's their job too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the industry that
it doesn't
I'm
work
in
like
and that.
That
you're in, I feel like sometimes you just got to be like, what's up? You see me?
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're not going to play that pretty privileged shit with me.
Yeah.
So... The bitch you want to fuck, you're talking to, you're going to talk to me too.
Yeah.
You know?
Say hi and then you get back to
her. And it's...
Have you had a good reaction from it?
Sometimes. I think sometimes it might come across cross aggressive. Yeah. I'm like, what's up?
That's good though. Like,
you know, but.
You know, at home, there's a lot of artists I know and stuff, and like they greet me with ego. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name any names. But you know, they're kind of important people around town. And I notice that when I come around, they have these egos. And I think that's what keeps me from saying hi first when I see some of those people.
I love this. I'm going to be real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the wrong word for it, but it's kind of like a kink for me. Like, if you're in the room and you think you're hot shit and everybody's talking to you, I just will act like you're dead.
Yeah, right?
Because I'm not love gonna... it. I eat it up.
Right.
You?
Yeah.
Puh.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, like, I'm not going to gas you.
I don't
like,
care.
Who the fuck are you? That's kind of how I feel about some men.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'd rather tell the bitch you're with, you're hot.
Yeah, and then it totally ignore you.
Yeah, and totally ignore you.
So I think
I don't
with
know
men,
what
it's
that
different.
Is. I don't know why I love it and I feed off of it, but it's something about downplaying the person or the man in the room that thinks they're better shit than everybody
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because male ego is like a thing. Like,
it's a thing. It is a thing. And sometimes I meet men and I'm just like, whoa, what the fuck? And then sometimes I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I've had guests on the show that showed up with a lot of ego.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, their attitude towards me was a little, the vibe was off. And mm-hmm. and I ended up not even releasing the episode.
Was it sassy?
And then, sassy, but like very cocky. Don't show up cocky because I'm a big dog too. You know what I'm saying? And I don't put
this
that energy.
This is so interesting to me because like, what do you mean cocky?
It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Like almost like trying to little girl me. You
oh
can, I'm
God.
A big
like,
dog.
Oh,
you can't do
no,
that.
No,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I but see you, your
and
podcast.
You know, but yeah, but like, you know I've been outside.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
You know we be in the same circles.
Yes.
Don't play with me. It's kind of like they try to little girl me, though. And it's been a few. And then, like, people have asked, like, oh, whatever happened to the episode? Or, like, yeah, it didn't make
you
it.
You were a fucking asshole.
It didn't
what
make
did
the
you
cut.
For,
yeah.
Look at sassy queen.
Yeah.
You didn't make the cut,
a couple
sir.
Times when I was doing them with Fresh, too, he checked it. Like, you know, this is her show. Like, because they tried to almost quiet me down in one. I'm not going to say the name. I might later in Patreon or something. But they tried to almost, like, over-talk me or, like, kind of... like get me out of the conversation, and he had to like stop and be like, this is her show, like this is the name is her show,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that to her. And then we never released it, and you know, he made that call and I appreciated it because it was like, you know, a bigger name guest.
Okay.
And I was gonna be just like, whatever, they're making themselves look bad, so
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Whatever, but he made the call. He was like, I'm totally fine,
like,
with
you're not doing
it.
Yourself a favor,
yeah,
dude.
So you just wasted your few hours.
I hate it.
And travel
sassy,
time.
Yeah, I hate a sassy queen man.
Yeah.
If you're not an actual
it's a
sassy
turn-off.
Queen man. You
right,
know? Like,
right.
If you're just like a dude, nobody wants to deal with that dude.
Yeah.
Just
that will keep me from approaching people to say
yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Like,
a girl.
What's happening right now?
Way more excited to say hi.
Yeah.
And maybe introduce myself then.
But also, it's come, like, with me getting older, like, if I'm out and I see a girl that looks good, I'm like, you look great. And even if
that's
like,
something I struggle with, and
oh,
I talk
I
about
it
because I know how good I feel when I get a compliment
yeah.
from a stranger,
mm-hmm.
and I especially think
a woman.
It all the time about women, and I want to give it to them because I know how good it makes me feel, but I'm so like insecure in that way because it's the fear of them like being rude and not thanking me.
Yeah,
it's like telling someone happy birthday and they don't reply.
Yes,
or they
yeah,
don't
yeah,
like
yeah.
I want you to die later today. Like, I don't even fuck your this is your last birthday, bitch. Like, I don't
want you to
ever
die later.
You're never getting another one after today because you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, living in LA, I've had like it's living in LA, it's like sometimes I get girls.
People
that are
bitchy.
I'm
that's what
into,
I'm saying, and that'll make me hit you. That's
I will
what, see,
say,
nope,
one time I was
it.
In Zara. I was in Zara at one of the Westfield malls out here,
mm-hmm.
And I seen another female rapper. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
And I was like, I mean, I looked super regular, and plus
yeah.
this female rapper is quite younger than me, right?
Okay.
So she's probably, now she's probably in her late 20s.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, so... I'm regular in Zara, and I'm looking around, and I see her, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I walk up, and I was like, oh, like, you look good. Like, hey, girl, like, da-da-da. And she's like, you see it? And I was like,
that right bro, there, like, I'm on the news. I was I'm on like, the fucking 10 o'clock news because, bitch.
I was like, okay, I guess I do actually see it. That reaction
would crush me. Like, you don't understand. You see it,
you bitch. See it.
And you I see was it better like, not listen. That better not ever be a response
and
to me.
And me being me, I was like, huh. And in my brain, I'm like, I mean, I definitely do see physically see it, girl. But like.
But that's not what I want.
But what is that to say to somebody? Like, you didn't know who I was.
Right.
What is that to say to a fan?
Right.
You see it.
You can't do that. No, babe. Oh, all right. You can't do that.
I guess, I mean, I. Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck. See, that's not talking me into the giving compliments.
I know, I'm sorry.
That
maybe
I want
not,
to do.
Not maybe like rappers, you know? Not yeah. if I see a rapper, I know. But usually if I see somebody that's famous, actor, actress, yeah. musician, I let them just do them.
Yeah, I'd you'll rather, just exist. I'm not walking up on no celebrity like that.
I don't want to, because if I find out you're a fucking asshole, it ruins everything. Yeah. I can no longer be a fan of you.
I was just talking to Lev earlier about Sugar Free. Mm-hmm. And I had reached out to him before, asked how can I get you on an episode. It was like the last time he was in the Bay, like a couple months ago.
Fucking cool.
And I really want to do it, right? And I have some people that can put that together for me. But I was like, do you think it would be a good idea? Because I'm a bitch, right? Mm-hmm. And just the industry he's in. What if he comes in and he's like, I'm going to talk away to you because you're a bitch? Because like that, they ain't gonna get that energy. But what if I get a different, it's gonna crush me, like, because I am a fan and I'm a lifelong fan. And so they say never meet your what is it, not your heroes, but like your idols or yes. whatever, like, because you know that could
it'll
happen
it.
That
I'm sorry, and I've seen how he is in interviews. I don't know if
I don't
you're
know.
Gonna love it.
Right.
You know, like, right. you're both so, like, you have such a strong character.
Yeah.
I feel like as much as you can be really nice and you yeah. can be like, yeah, like, what do you do, you know?
If something goes wrong, it's going to be like, listen.
Have you seen his interviews?
I watched a few that he did with some Mexican dudes that, like, the shows weren't big shows, yeah. you know? So I was like, maybe this is, like, an attainable guest, like, that I could get, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's
I
doing
think you
these.
Could get him 100%.
Yeah, and I have people that are connected to him that could make it happen for me, but I'm just like, I want to make sure that, like, the energy and the respect is mutual because, you know, he's a P and, you know, me being in the game, I'm going to want to talk about the game at some point.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to talk to me like, you know, lesser than that yeah. would kill me.
Yeah. I saw him live at a car show.
I was with you, I think.
Were you?
Yeah. Remember the one we went to and DJ Quick was performing and he had a
was
beer in his pocket?
Yes.
It was that one. Oh it was that
because we were yeah. like, what is happening? I saw him again recently a couple years ago at a car show in Orange County, maybe. It was near yeah. Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I bought one of his shirts.
Yep.
Because I was like, I have to get a
it's
shirt.
That one with the like rap cover font, right?
I think so. And it's green. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there, but I saw the shirt and I was like, yeah. I wish I had that
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, I was they were packing up and I was yeah. like, I need a shirt. Like, please let me buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Great live. Love him live.
His he's energy such a sometimes vibe. He takes his shirt off. Like, he don't give a fuck.
Wasn't he like chugging? No, I don't know if you were there. I when at the car show, he was like chugging tequila or something, and I was like,
not
what's
surprised.
Happening?
Not
or
surprised.
Hennessy
like
or something.
He turns up.
Turns
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll
I
see
think
if
it's
it
attainable for you for sure, 100%.
I just want it to go smooth. If it does, you know, because yeah. I'm a fan, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. It might be one of those I don't use if it doesn't go good. Cross your fingers, guys, because I want to make it happen, but I want to continue to love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a car, don't you?
Yeah.
That's in shows?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about that? That wasn't even in my notes now that we're on the subject of car shows. You have a very fancy.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah. It's yeah. sitting in a garage right now.
In its little home being
in
safe.
In its home.
Yeah.
Because what people don't know about the car shows are they're fucking expensive.
To enter?
Yeah, the whole thing.
And to transport, because you're not driving that
you're
on
not
the street.
Driving
you're having
that.
Diapers on its tires and shit,
you're,
right?
You're putting
like,
it on a
you're
like
putting
a
panties on it at night, and yeah. you're wrapping it up and kissing
putting
it goodnight.
Putting it on
goodnight.
A flatbed.
Yes.
And pulling it through.
Yeah, yeah.
I only did like a couple of shows with it, and then I was like, it's a wrap.
Does she have a name?
No.
She needs to have a name.
Yeah, we just put Lil Debbie on it.
Oh, okay. You have a plaque, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. And a lot of people don't know. Like, you don't really put it out there.
Because you don't really, I don't really drive it. I mean.
But it's still so cool to have.
It is really cool yeah. to have. I, like, checked on it the other day. Yeah. And she's just wrapped up sitting.
Being a bad bitch.
Yeah, being a little bad yeah, bitch. Yeah,
she's a baddie. Maybe if she'll let me, I'll share a photo in Patreon or something so you guys can see it.
Yeah, she's like a pretty orange gold.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love that. What else do I got? Your transition from rap to electronic music, mm-hmm. how is that? I've gone to some shows. I have.
Yeah, when I first started.
Yeah.
When I was still like figuring it out.
I've been to a festival with you yeah. and I was just like, this is different. Yeah. Like I love, you know, I had experience going to like kind of like raves, mm-hmm. like late
yeah, you're 90s from the Bay.
And stuff. Yeah, like early 2000s, late 90s-ish. And it reminded me of that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. Everybody was really positive, it felt yes. like. Do you feel like the crowds are much different from like rap? Different. Right?
Yeah. Immediately. That's, you don't even have to finish.
Yeah,
sentence.
Yeah.
So from
rap,
different.
From rap crowds.
Yeah.
More positive?
I would say I was really lucky in my rap career to have such an amazing following and amazing supporters.
Yeah.
The genres are very different with their communities.
Yeah.
I would say that electronic music, like ravers and fans, there's this plur, you know what I'm saying? And there's like this open-mindedness. If someone comes up and DJs that they don't know, they're not going to be like, is that?
Yeah, yeah.
That. You know what I'm
with
saying?
With no emotion and like yeah. excitement.
Yeah, yeah people yeah. are just there to dance.
Yeah, they're there to party.
They're, no there, yeah. they're there to dance, hear new music they've never heard before.
Excited for it.
Excited for it.
Yeah.
And people just want to party. People just want to party. Now, yeah. when you go and see a rapper, mm-hmm. it's a niche fan following base. They're there right. just for that, mainly usually one rapper.
Yeah.
And people are just standing around.
And I've noticed, like, if they're not familiar with who's up, like, they're not standoffish, but, like, hesitant. Like, they want to see what's up first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're yes. not, like, they're not so excited to go dance and no. go fucking
they're like,
party. And
prove yourself. Right. Rap harder.
Yeah,
rap
yeah. harder. Let me see if they got
yeah,
what it
rap
takes.
Rap harder.
Like, it's more of
freestyle
a...
freestyle.
You got to
right
prove
now.
Yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas, and the age difference, yeah. I feel like. In the electronic music shows, there was people of all fucking ages.
All ages.
And they were all turned the fuck up.
Yeah. DJs are all ages. The crowd is all ages.
Yeah.
It's a very
all
different.
Walks of life, yep. it seemed like, too. Like, yeah. some people look like bankers out there turning the fuck
they're
up.
They're in finance.
And
they're in tech.
Yes.
They're, or
yes.
they're just promoters. Or it's just yeah. a family, a five. And you're like, what is happening?
It's fun. It's like,
it
they're
really
about
fun.
Yes. For sure.
It's about a good time and enjoying it. And
yeah.
just, it's really just about the music.
And maybe some drugs, right? Drugs. Yes. It's a safer kind of welcoming,
I would
accepting
say,
place to do some fun drugs.
Yeah, and the festivals are usually very on top of, like, checking to see if you're okay.
That's good.
Things like that. So,
water.
Yeah.
Making sure everybody got
yeah,
water
when
and
I
shit.
Played
yeah.
EDC, I remember I did, like, an art cart, and this was, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and I remember seeing EDC has people mm-hmm. that they hire to walk around, and if they see you sitting down or lying down, they'll be like, hey, are you okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And very thoughtful.
Yeah. I was like, this is amazing.
Every concert should have something like that.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people, like, be fucked up in, like, rap shows and stuff, too. And there's, like, no, like, maybe some security or
yeah.
something. Yeah. Do you like it better than the rap shows or...
I don't miss
it. Do you ever miss
shows.
It?
No. No. I don't at all. I think it was good for the time that I did it.
For sure.
It was so tiring. And to be real, some of the people I met, like some of the openers when I was like traveling and touring were just so like, look, rappers are aggressive.
Yeah, for sure.
And it would be men. like sizing me up. And I'm like, look, homie, I'm sure you're the hardest person in Washington.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, yeah. I'm sure you're the biggest gang member here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a girl. I'm not harder than you. I'm not a gang member.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, homie.
I will say I did notice that the women were always treated very differently at rap shows.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, like, almost like you have to prove yourself, and you're met with ego.
Yeah.
Like, what I talked about. Like, it's pretty gross.
I had a show in Seattle. You remember Jeff, my TM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was my TM and my DJ.
How is he? Do you still talk to him?
He's so good. Yeah, he's so good.
Good.
I've seen him in a long time. He's back in Sacramento, married.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
We had a show in Seattle, and this is, like, towards the end of my rapping career.
Mm-hmm.
And an opener from Seattle just, like, would not fucking get off stage. Like, it was his end time. I have, and as artists, you have slots.
Right.
It was my time slot. It was my time to go on. He's the headliner.
I'm not getting off.
Not getting off. Flashes on Jeff. Starts going in on him, talking about he's gonna beat his ass. This is Jeff
ain't no little boy.
Jeff is not a little boy. Jeff is extremely, but he's also very kind.
Yeah.
And it's, he's not on that. He's not on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then I'm like,
but guess who is?
I'm like, hold up. Why are you getting at Jeff?
Was
like
your manager
that?
There?
No.
Okay.
So I was alone.
That saved his whoever's life. Yeah. Because so I was, yeah.
I'm like, hold on though. Why are you getting at Jeff like that? What is your, what's, actually, what's the issue?
Yeah.
He flashes on me. And I'm like,
you're just wilding at this point.
I'm getting fucking bitch. Da 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 da. I'm harder than you. Da 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 da. X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, look, homie.
This is weird now.
Why are you?
You're like, how tall are you?
Like 5'3".
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening? It really, it's like, I used.
Was he drunk?
I don't know what the fuck he was on,
mm-mm.
But those are, and it's not necessarily, and it's not the people that I would actually go on tour with. Like, I've gone on tour with, like, Whitney Payton, Chris Webby, like, a whole bunch of, like, a whole, so many people in my time that I've gone on, and it's never, like, Caskey, it's never them that are actually on the bill with me. It's,
yeah.
It'll be, like, hometown,
local
openers yeah. that are, like, gang banging on me,
yeah.
sizing me up, like, well, how hard are you? And I'm like, not really.
Mm-mm.
Not really.
And not trying to be. Like, and not what are trying we to talking be. About?
You got it. You're running Kansas. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. Like, you got that. Yeah. That's all you.
So, it, like, it's unfortunately things like that that made me be like, I can't do this shit.
Yeah.
I cannot do
it. You're a girl.
I'm like, not doing this shit in my fucking 30s. That's no. what I thought.
Like, yeah. It's a turn off.
No. Grown ass men.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, cool. Like, you got it. I really don't even care, to be real though.
I'm just trying to get off and yeah. like, you know,
I'm trying
be done.
To get out of here.
Yeah.
Get in the van and go to the next fucking state.
Yeah.
Like, chill out.
Well, we had a lot of fun while you were touring. I wanna say we were in Santa Cruz or somewhere one time. I don't know, I was drunk, but we were somewhere. Oh my God. And I had to punch the fuck out that lady. I should have been your head of security. Like, I don't know why you're manager.
And you didn't know. You were and you didn't know.
I was unpaid security.
I don't know if you slapped her or punched her.
No, I punched. Your manager will tell you.
That shit echoed across the fucking stadium, the venue.
Because she came up. She was like a drunk Thea. And she came over, and I just remember her talking to you and your manager and being like, oh, you think you're too good? You think you're too good to say hi to me to sign this? You think you're... And I'm like, hold on. So my antennas came out, and I'm like, what's going on? And, like, we walk over, and I'm just trying to peep the conversation. I knew the vibe was off, and your manager was trying to be chill and be like, hey, like, you're doing too much. Like, chill out. She was getting loud. She was there with, like, her nieces and shit, yeah. and it was a bunch of bullshit, and I had to just... Yeah, step in.
I think
in.
She actually slapped him.
Okay, well, she got fired on.
She got fired on. She got fired. That shit was so loud. I didn't realize what was happening, and I heard it, and I turn around, and you're just like...
I just walked off before security could get me, and thank God your manager, like, got it to where I didn't get kicked out or anything, but, like, yeah, like, you know, and that was uncalled for, but I think it was drunkenness, and then, like... Her family came over and they, like, put her in the back of the car. I remember they put her in, like, a hatchback and, like, locked her ass in there and took her up out of there. But your manager was cracking up because he said her shit instantly grew, like, yeah, from being hit, like, swole up immediately. But, like, yeah, like, the aggression at the shows is, like, be uncalled for, you know?
And that's what I don't miss.
Yeah.
I do not miss that.
Like, I don't see that happening at an electronic fucking show. Everybody there is, like, about love. Everybody. From what I've seen. Yeah. I could be wrong.
No, everyone's yeah, having a good time. Everyone's there to party.
Yeah.
Nobody's really yeah, on that shit.
Like, very different.
Yeah. So, it had its, you know, like, in, like, I think it was, like, 2017, I, like, talked to my management, and I was like, look, I don't see this for me in my 30s. I really don't.
You've been saying that.
I refuse to be 30 in the middle of America at a dive bar on tour rapping and being sized up by
men.
Jim Bob and yes, Joe Blow. You know, yeah, like, nah. And I was at the time, I was like, I'm really into house music.
Yeah.
I really want to learn, like, get into DJing, get into, like, producing that genre yeah, of music. And it just developed from house to something else.
I remember you practicing at the house, and you had, like, a big setup. Yep. And me and Bunny, I think, were in town, and we came and stayed at your house. And you were, like, waking up early because you had to practice. Yeah. And, yeah, all of that. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, it took hours. That shit is, like, when people are like, oh, I want to learn, I'm like, are you ready to be?
It's not just pushing a button. No. Like, it's not. No. It's definitely not. It's cool. It's cool to watch. Are you going to start touring again?
Soon, yeah.
You're releasing more music. So you're under the name Capozzi.
I'm under the name Capozzi now. Yeah. Which is my legal name.
Yeah.
And I'm just working on music and, like, trying to drop as much as I can.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I think everybody needs a creative outlet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm just trying to enjoy it. I just feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, if I'm not enjoying it, like, what's
then don't do it.
The point?
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, I think if you're doing something you're not enjoying, it's going to make you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be, you know, nobody wants to be miserable in their career.
I feel with, like, Debbie, I put in, like, so much
years
and legwork and free shit and not mm-hmm, free shit and doing shit I didn't really want to try to get the look.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for something and you get it, and sometimes it's just like, whoosh, what's next?
Yeah.
So now.
But it was so fly. It was such a fly. Like, looking back, it was so fly, and it was such a fun thing, a fun time. And a lot of people are still trying to force you in that bubble, you know? And people still hit me, and they're like, is she still rapping? Like, is she still going to be doing shows, like, rap shows? Like, I hella want to go. And I'm like, she's not on that no more. But, like, just if you were there and got to experience it, like, you know, it was so fun and fly.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, do you feel like you make people sad? I don't want to say let them down, but
I think,
like,
it makes people sad. I think people take ratchets and, like, that specific time and are like, why don't you dress like that? Why don't you do that? First of all, in ratchets, I was 21.
I was just going to say, like, I'm not that kid anymore.
I'm 36, everybody. If I'm 36 acting like I'm 21, please slap me.
I mean,
let me know. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a lot of, like, men who ask me that.
Really?
Like, I feel like women know.
Yeah.
You're changing every six.
Right, we're growing up.
5 years
yeah,
as women were developing. From 21 to 25, it was completely different. From 25 to 30, unrecognizable, doing complete opposite shit than I was at 29, at 30.
Yep.
I could not imagine being past 35 acting like I was in
tan and fucking with a long with braids or a long ass ponytail going to rap today, this weekend.
Talking, like, about ratchets tonight and bitches and no,
with weed leaf clothes and like, that can't happen anymore.
No.
We got to grow up at some time.
Yeah.
And I think you've done it really gracefully, and you've done it organically and just kind of let it do what it was supposed to do. You know, it wasn't abrupt, and those of us that were around, we saw it and it was a very smooth transition, you know, but I do get it. People missing that. And
I do too. It was definitely a time.
Yeah.
I try to, like, take people on the journey of it though. I tried to as much as I could without crossing my own boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's, like, a whole different thing. I feel like I was influencing before people got paid to influence.
You were. And still are. Like, you had to reel it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because people were borrowing. Yeah, borrowing. And people were borrowing yeah. from you, and it wasn't right. No. And you had to stop. That was a sad thing that I saw, is when you had to reel in how much you were sharing. Like, the outfit of the day stopped. Yeah. The nails stopped. Like, yeah. showing people. Yeah. Because they would borrow and not give credit. And I know what that feels like. Yeah. Like, yeah. I've been dealing with that my whole fucking life. Yeah. And that was your true intellectual property, your style, your influencing. And I think that you should have got a lot more shine for it than being stolen from.
Yeah. And I feel like people don't know what it's really like for, like, the Miley Cyrus thing was just like,
what?
The whole, when, like, she had used some of the same dancers from Ratchets. And I kind of just felt like, she saw that
on that level, like, how dare you?
But a lot of those dancers were like, it's an industry thing, and she just knew the same, like, whatever, you know, like, there was,
I don't see it that way.
There's things that, like, as a smaller person, when things were being copied or ripped off, that I kind of just was like, I don't even have anything yet. Let me have something first.
Yeah. Or there's a way to do it. I always say, you could copy anything of mine, but if you do it respectfully, I'm not going to get mad.
Yeah.
If you do it and you act like you did it, you know what I'm saying? Then it's insulting. Yeah. But, like, if you give me a little nod, that's all you got to fucking do. Yeah. Then it's good. Like, yeah. I'm never going to be like, no, that's mine. I did it first. Whatever. Like, because I think that's pretty childish. But, like, you know, there's just a way, like, I've seen big, like, people with bigger platforms borrow from you or whatever, and like, just not mention where the sauce came from, and I don't like it. Yeah, she's...
I don't have shit.
Well, but you do.
I do. You know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not, like...
I'll say this, you didn't have nobody dressing you.
No, like,
you
know, I didn't have a label.
No.
I was doing the independent, non-label shit before... When people were like, you're a fucking loser, why didn't you ever sign a deal? We all know how that turned out. Right. Okay? You know right. what I'm saying? And shit like that. You exactly. don't know you're what also signing not in a debt deal is.
In lifelong fucking debt.
Like yeah, yeah. That's what it is. Signing a deal, so everyone knows now.
Yeah.
You're in debt. A label gives you money.
You're buried.
And you use that money for albums, for touring, for X, Y, and Z. And guess what? You have to pay it back. Right. So we're all clear.
It's really easy for people to talk that shit when they're not familiar with the business side of things. With the business. So they think that's the ultimate goal. But money-wise, like, that's not
always... You owe that money back. It's like going to the bank and getting a loan.
A big-ass loan. High-interest loan. Right.
And there's interest on it. Yeah. Like, it's... People don't know that.
And you have to dig yourself out. So that's not always the best choice. All of my
music is my music. All the money I made on tours was my money. All the money I put up front for the tours was my money. The merch was from my money. Like... I funded Lil Debbie, and I touched great money. I lost a lot of money, and
you're able to walk away with not being in debt. That's the best thing, I would say. Yeah,
and I can restart, mm-hmm. but it's like all this, like, oh, well, I'm independent now, and I've been known about that. Nobody listened to me. Nobody listens to me. I really feel like that. Nobody listens to me. But it's okay. It's all right.
You're good.
Yeah. So I'm fine. Yeah. Everyone else has to just live and learn.
Yeah. They'll learn it in their own way. Yeah. At their own time, you know? But yeah, you've been influencing since before it was a thing.
Before it was a thing.
And still are. Yeah. Like, you know, so I think I'm very proud of you as your friend that, like, I can show you off. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't shit changed in that department. Like, she definitely still gets fly. She's definitely, like, a fly little homeboy kind of the way I am. You know, there's makeup and nails and jewelry and nice bags and all that. But you're definitely, like, a little boyish I am. That's my favorite style is, like, being able to balance both. And you've mastered that.
I always say, like, I can only girl so much. Same. I can only girl so much. That's why I love girly girls. And I eat it up.
Because I admire them.
I admire it.
I can't do it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. But I respect it.
Oh, for sure.
I like it.
Because I know what it takes to do that shit. And I ain't got it in me. I don't.
No,
I've tried. And, like, heels, those are a thing of the past. And it was never really there to begin with. Like, the most I've ever had was maybe, like, 3 pairs of heels at a time in life. Like, you know, it just was never my thing. But like, I admire the girly girls. It's fun to watch and to look at and see them pull it off and be graceful and not be crying at the end of the day.
And I love being around it. Yeah. Because it's so fun.
Real girl energy. It's cute.
Yeah. It's a great time. I love it.
Just can't be me.
No, no.
I resonate more with the tomboys, the fly tomboys.
Yeah. It's more comfortable for me. And I think that's more for me, like, I kind of like, don't look at me too much, you know?
Yeah,
and
don't draw too much attention. Yeah, and I think but don't get it fucked up. We could.
Yes. Like don't please. Make me put a dress on.
Underneath these pants and extra large tees. Please no. There's some shit going on under there if
I'm
we
in
wanted
the gym
to.
6 days a week. Don't have me no, literally. Pull these guns out, honey.
Literally.
Okay?
These abs that you got over here.
Don't let me shoulder check somebody.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Your fitness journey. Mm-hmm. You've been in there.
Yeah, I've been in
you
there.
Don't play.
No, I don't play.
No, I think the last time we went to Solano Stroll or something, I got like a painting, a framed print or something, and you were like, do you want me to carry this? Because this is what I'm in the gym for. And I remember I just giggled to myself like, babe, I got it. Don't trip. I got it.
Some shit I would say.
You were like, that. I mean, that's the point. I'm in the gym. That's what I'm doing this shit
carry
for.
Heavy
do you
shit.
Want me to carry this for you? You little mama'd me. And I was like, babe, I got it. Don't trip. It was me and Bunny.
That is so funny. Yeah. That's something I 100% would
but
say.
I love it. I love it. Like, I started the gym.
Yeah, you're going too.
No, I'm not. Oh. I was like a year ago. I was going like 4 days a week.
Okay.
I was getting hella fucking strong. Okay. Yeah. At my max, I was like on the weights and shit, like 220. Okay. That's girl. Like more than my body weight.
Yes.
So I was feeling tough and I was already feeling tough before the gym, but that had my confidence up. I was sleeping better. I was feeling better. Like I was really proud of myself. And then the transition with the show started and it was like all of this shit. And then I started working more than I ever have before on the show. And I'm not complaining. I'm very happy and thankful to be able to do this and keep it going. But the gym kind of took
it's time consuming for
a little while.
It's time consuming.
So me and Bunny were going for a while. Mm-hmm. We were doing great. And I told her like, I have to get back to it because I'm getting back pain again. And like, the last time I went maybe a month ago, I couldn't like lift as much as I was when I was going before.
Makes
and
sense.
That was like, fuck, like I thought muscle memory would kick in and like,
unfortunately for
us. So
I mean, the same way, like if I can't go, I couldn't go for like a month and I was like, oh fuck.
Does it drop?
Yes. You're okay. I'm all like, whoa, this shit is way heavier than, you know,
and like normal. I would tap out sooner. Like I couldn't do as many reps and I was like hard on myself. So anyway, like when I get back in town, when I go back to the Bay, like this week, I got to go start back because I'm still paying for it every month. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going. I just ain't made it there yet.
But it's important for women. We need to our bones and our muscles.
Muscle mass.
Yes. Like that whole like skinny Pilates princess thing. Love it. And I think Pilates is great and it's so fucking hard, but you're going to disintegrate.
You need muscle.
You need
and
muscle.
When I'm in menopause now, this month. Mm-hmm. Are we still in May? Yes. This month turned into menopause for me. And like, I'm on HRT. And like, when I saw like my muscle mass drop and my body, like when my estrogen dropped, my body composition hella changed. Started losing my hair, like all this shit. But like, everything wasn't sitting up how it's supposed to. You know, now I'm on HRT and it fixed all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like myself again. But I had to get in the gym. That's what really got my ass in there. Because I was like, shit is changing. And I'm not about to be some frail ass bitch that's like hurting myself and fucking breaking my hip and shit.
When you break your hip,
it's serious.
It's not looking
it's
good.
It's downhill
you.
Sometimes for women. Like, you have to really start strength training when you hit a certain age. Like, that's more important than diet. That's more important than anything.
Anything.
Like, you could
being
damn near
skinny,
eat whatever as long as you're strength training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love a skinny girl, but I'm also like, I don't know, I've never been like, oh my God, she's so skinny. I love that. I've never been like
and
that.
And admire
I'm not
the skinny?
Into,
no.
I'm not into like heroin chic. I'm like, I'm not into like malnutrition.
Fuck no.
I'm like, girl.
Me either. And even when you were like really, because now you're like fit, you're bulkier. Even when you were smaller, you always had ass. Like you always had some curves. You always had some hips. You were never like rail thin, you know? No shade to the super skinny girls.
No,
but like,
I don't know.
I want there to be some muscle going
on.
Yes. Yeah.
I like a toned muscle mommy.
Capable woman. Thick, like, yeah. Like,
yeah. That's what I like. Yeah,
for sure. That don't need help carrying shit.
No.
Or, you know?
Yeah.
Or a person. Like, if need be. If I got to pick you up and or slam your picture frames. That makes me think. You did a show with Riff Raff in the city before. And do you remember I threw that girl off the stage? That photographer girl that, like, shoulder checked me?
No.
Just remembered. This came up the other day, too, because I was talking about Molly and the ecstasy era and when I would do a lot. And some of my best, like, fights and physical triumphs happened on ecstasy. It would turn me into, like, a wrestler. It would turn me into the Hulk. And we were on stage with Riff Raff in the city. And I remember he had on one of them swooshy jackets like I used to wear all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun show. And there was this girl, this tall blonde girl. She was sizable. And she was a photographer. And she, like, shoulder checked me, like, to go get a photo. And I picked her up. And I threw
her.
I did a Hulk. And I threw her off the fucking stage. You got to be able to do shit like that.
Yes.
As a woman.
Yes.
You got to get your weight up. You got to be strength training. Because you never know when you're going to need to do some shit like that.
Or shoulder checking somebody.
Yeah. You have to be able to pull it off.
Yes.
You know? Strength train, you guys. It's very important.
It is. It's, you know.
Are you, like, tougher now that you're in the gym and stuff and you got these muscles?
No.
Are you more aggressive? Do you flash on people now?
I had a girl. I you know, it's so funny. I was at a show with Chami at a exchange, I believe. And the way the venue's set up, there's stairs. Mm-hmm. And then it's the booth. And people are watching the stairs and the booth, right? So you can see the people on the stairs.
Okay.
And I'm standing on stage. It was either Chami or Mala. And I'm standing on stage and on one of the stairs. And I'm a couple stairs up and I'm standing there. And this girl comes over to me and she's, you know, dancing. And I'm like, okay, you know, just whatever. Yeah. And I'm like scooting over.
Giving her room.
She's flipping the hair and she's like, like this. And I'm getting hit with the hair and I'm scooting over and she's, you know, I'm there.
Is it starting to get intentional?
Yeah. And I'm looking at Katie and Katie's like, the fuck?
You see this?
And I'm like, okay, bitch, now you're trying me.
Okay.
When I tell you I exited those stairs, shoulder checked the fuck out of that bitch.
Good.
I came back and she was like, you didn't have to do that. Bitch,
You made me do it.
You knew I was there.
Yeah.
And I was intentionally removing myself. So your fucking hair wasn't in my fucking mouth. Bitch, I don't even know. Why are you flipping your hair like that?
Yeah.
You know there's people around you.
That's very much a thing. I've had a lot of people try me like that, like in clubs and stuff, like just purposely bump me, put their whole body into my body.
And I'm like, oh, hee-hee.
Yeah, like, I don't like that. I will, you know, I always assume people are drunk first and I'm always like, they don't mean to do it or whatever. So I'll like try to accommodate and give them more room, whatever. When you start to realize when it's intentional and then it's like, okay, it now it's going to be a thing.
And so she's like trying to talk to me and I was like, bitch, I will fuck you up. Good. Like I was hella mad. I look up and I realize everyone can see us.
Through the whole exchange. Oh my God.
And I'm up there like, bitch.
They're like, turn recording around, it.
Go over there. Like,
oh shit.
And I'm sitting there like,
fuck. Yeah, whatever. Like, you had to do what you had to do.
But other than that, like, no, I'm not like
you're not
looking for a reason for anything.
You're not acting like
no,
me.
No, I'm not. Not that I'm not acting like you. No, but I'm just like, I'm cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people get like a little too turned up and I think I'm just too aware of me and my surroundings and I care about people being comfortable that when people are like, I don't give a fuck about, bitch, you.
You don't have to give a fuck either.
Bitch, I'll put gum in your hair.
Yeah, stop.
The fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good,
don't piss me
less
off.
Obvious, get back. Yeah, I can see that.
Fucking make me mad.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. I'm not looking for a reason.
But you're ready.
But I'm ready.
Everybody just know that.
Just know that.
She's capable. Okay. More now than ever before.
More now. Yeah.
It's been really nice watching you transition and grow old, get older. And like you mentioned 21-year-old you. And then I'm comparing it to like now. You're so confident, thanks, sure of self, It's been nice to watch because, like, I remember you at that age. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, not saying that you weren't confident, but, like, were more worrisome.
Timid.
Yeah. And now you're much more confident and just you and doing what you want to do.
But I always remember you telling me.
It would get better.
Your 30s are going to be the best.
They'll be lit. Yeah.
They'll be the best. You said to me, you're going to know who you are. You're going to know what you like and don't like. And you're going to be sure of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really stuck with me that when you told me that.
Yeah.
Because.
I remember telling you, do not worry.
Yes.
When 30 was approaching, it was like a scary thing, as it is for a lot of us. And I was just like, don't.
Yeah, you were like, don't worry. At all. You know, X, Y, and Z. And now that I'm 36.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Do you see what I was talking about?
Yes. Yeah. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I'm like, I'm not proving shit to anybody. I don't actually fucking
care. And you care less what people fucking think or say.
I'm the best version of myself.
Yep.
Mentally, physically, emotionally, how I treat other people, how I treat my friends, sense of community. It's.
The shit you care about.
The shit you care about.
It all changes.
I was a scandalous, timid, fucking asshole bitch.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Cared what people thought.
Cared what people thought.
Cared about shit that didn't matter.
Cared about shit that didn't matter.
Too much worrying about shit that didn't matter.
And doesn't matter. Yeah. So
all that's gone.
It gets better.
It does. I try to tell them too, like, do not worry. No. I have people that write in all the time, like, 30s are coming, 40s are coming. And I'm like, it's just going to be lit. Don't trust me when I fucking tell you. As someone who has lived multiple lives and they always get better, that should be your only goal.
You've lived like 10 lives.
If not more.
If not more.
Like, every single one gets better. After every breakup, I get better. And I know they hate it. I know my exes hate it. They want me to fall off so bad it's not going to happen. No. Like, that's just who I am. You know what I mean? And I'm thankful because I don't know where it came from. My mom is pretty fly, but she's not, like, together, like, business-wise or, like, really smart or anything like that. Like, she just presents well physically. Mm-hmm. My dad didn't get it from him. I mean, he taught me a lot of my ways when he was, like, better mentally, like, as far as, like, hustling and all that kind of shit. I learned a lot of that from him. The rest of it, I just kind of learned on my own from falling on my fucking face a lot.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to fall on your face.
But you got to take a lesson from all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I took a lot of shit on the chin, but I had to make sure it hurt, whatever. What did I learn from it so that it doesn't repeat and that I'm better next time? And that's just the formula.
Yeah.
Every relationship fuck up, every business venture that didn't work out or, you know what I mean, job, whatever the fuck, like, just do better every time. Like,
yeah.
That's what you should be focused on.
I think things really turned around for me. Hate to say this. It's big news, everybody. I don't think I've ever talked about this.
What?
Is when I stopped smoking weed.
Yeah.
I don't smoke weed. Yeah. I don't drink anymore. I don't smoke weed anymore.
And you're someone that had a brand
and
a strain and, like, was really in that. Like, we were doing fucking, I was going with you to do shows at dispensaries. And you were big in the weed community.
Yeah. In Stockton?
Yeah. Modesto. It was a few places. Yeah.
And there's multiple reasons I stopped smoking weed. It just wasn't fitting the lifestyle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My decision-making became better after I stopped smoking weed, oddly.
What about your motivation? Did it change your motivation at all? Did you feel like you were lazy at all when you smoked? That's what I'd be trying to tell my kids. Like, does it make you lazy?
I think by that time that I had quit, I had started reeling back on how much I was smoking.
Okay.
So
it wasn't a ton anyway.
It wasn't,
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, when I was like, oh, I'm going to stop smoking weed is when things really, like, kind of
got better
for me.
That's good.
And I'm honestly, I, like, you know, I put on a whole bunch of weed companies and I did a lot for that community and it was good and it was bad and it was, people didn't really want to pay me.
Oh.
Girl, the weed industry is this whole thing in itself. Like, I don't even want to get started on that. It's like, come on now. Like, all industries are kind of misogynistic.
Yeah. Right.
Like
society in general. Society don't get me general. Started. Yeah, so do like, not get me started.
I've met really great people in the weed industry. Like yeah. B-Real is amazing.
Yeah.
He is such
y'all a, did shows to get like episodes yeah. of shit together yeah. too, right?
Yeah. yeah. We I sat remember in like that. A car and smoked. I was yeah. so high. I think I remember looking at him like, are you good? I'm fucked up.
You also like, did like a thing, I don't want, not Vice. What was it? Like, there was a weed and dinner type show that you were on.
Yeah, it was on TV.
Yeah, yeah. It was for like I remember the that.
Food channel or something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I did that, like.
Yeah, you were really in it.
People don't really want, they don't want to pay you.
Oh.
Really.
They want to give you exposure? Or
I was making money from, like, doing the weed festivals, because you got to pay me to perform.
Right.
But, like, the weed companies and like the dispensaries
did they try to pay you in weed
the brands yeah they would pay me in weed but like I can buy weed
like you had your own like you know yeah. right didn't you have like your own yeah. strain and yeah. shit I don't need your weed
I can buy weed yeah. I've been buying weed since I was 14 yes. I can buy weed
I need the brand
you know what I'm yeah, saying
what like, the fuck are we talking about
I'm gonna buy weed regardless yeah, like yeah. so it I was influencing and not getting the money from it and it really made me bitter.
It's a little insulting.
It's insulting.
Because you brought crowds to that.
I'm putting you fucking
to
on.
Their festivals yeah. and to their events. Yeah. yeah
like,
for sure.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You brought the girls. And that's what they really wanted.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of weed events and all that. It's like men weed dorks, I feel like. Mm-hmm. They want bitches there. Like, you know, it's
you
a lot of weed.
There.
A lot of weed men are going to show up regardless. Yeah. You want somebody to bring the girls. Yeah. And you were definitely doing that, bringing yeah. the baddies out.
But I had, like, such a hell of a time with that. I had a girl that was, like, a stalker with me.
Oh, no.
I think you might remember.
Not the one that did the.
The cakes?
Yep.
She did the cakes. I had started cakes because of Debbie Cakes.
Yep.
And it was B-Real's DJ's girlfriend.
And then that went bad?
She had her own edible company.
Yeah.
Named Cake? I don't know. I forgot the name. My memory yeah. is not great, but yeah, she yeah. had an edible company named similar to my edible company.
I remember.
And she was like, bitch, you stole my idea. And I'm like,
the fuck are you talking about?
And I
y'all were working together. What the
no,
fuck?
No, no. We didn't know each other.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the one that did the cake.
Oh, that's that, that yeah, made yeah, them. Yeah. Yes. Okay. She's no. She was someone I bought weed from. That was his like girl.
Okay.
And so when I wanted to do my edibles, she was like, I'll make them for you. Yeah. I make edibles. And so
they were great.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
I love her to this day. B-Real's DJ's girlfriend, who I've never met, never heard of, didn't know that she had a company that made edibles. The edible, her edible brand mm-hmm. was named similar to mine. But I created my edible line after hers. And so.
Does she not know that was your name forever? And ever and
Debbie
ever
Cakes?
And ever? Like, and yeah. ever? I mean, like,
I guess, I don't know. But
before
you also,
the cakes were ever a thing, that was your name?
But like yeah. you don't own the word cake.
No.
You know, you like you don't. You mm-hmm. don't own the word cakes, cake, whatever. And so she was convinced I had ripped her off, that I had seen her shit and I was trying to be her, the brand.
Girl, bye.
But like the thing is, and I hate to be this bitch, is like I actually have never heard of you or have never seen you. If I did,
yeah.
If I did, ooh, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I took your shit
and would have said it. And would have just said it.
I was yeah. genuinely like, who are what's happening here?
Yeah.
Who are you? So when I would do festivals, the weed festivals, and mm-hmm. I would have my setup, she would come up and watch from afar. She would DM me. She would talk about me. She would threaten me. Mm-mm. She would, and this is like an old bitch.
Oh,
like
no.
At this time, it was an old, like to me, it was an old bitch because I yeah. was like 24, 25.
Yeah.
She had to be damn near hitting 40. So for me, I'm like, you're an old bitch. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck? It got so crazy. I had to be like, B-Real, what the fuck is going on? And he'd be like, man, I don't know, but it's yeah. weird, you know?
That's a lot.
I had to deal with shit like that. And I just was like, this isn't fun. This sucks.
And not being compensated properly.
And not being compensated yeah. properly. Girl, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
And I eventually, I'm like, okay, blah, rah, rah, rah. I took your shit. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And then
that's
where I got.
Down?
kind of like we saw her at something and like she got punked, but like,
yeah,
it was just like, come on, bro, you're stalking me.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Let's be for fucking real.
I feel like people do like to play with you because they feel like they could get away with it. There's been some people, I've stepped in a few times, like, we're not going to do that, babes. We're not. I'm still blocked by a few.
I'm just, like, not on that.
You're not on that. So, like, they need to leave you the fuck alone. Yeah, that was my whole point. Like, try that with somebody that is on that. Like, yeah. Leave her the fuck alone.
Like, I'm not on it. Actually, yeah. Like, I'd rather you act like I'm dead. Like, yeah, I'd rather you act like
just
that.
Just act like you don't even see me.
Act like you don't even, if I'm so unimportant and I'm such this and that, I'd actually rather act like I don't exist.
Yeah.
Because I'll go exist somewhere else. Don't exactly. Even worry about that.
It turns into weird bully shit. Yeah. That's like, what I don't like is the weird bully behavior. Because, like, they're trying to provoke some shit that's not even going to go there. So stop. Before somebody else takes it there. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Give it a rest.
We don't like that.
No.
That's ugly girl behavior. Yeah. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. Well, I'm really happy with everything you've done. You got a lot of shit going on, girl. Like the coffee, she brought us coffee. Amazing. I had a carrot cake coffee. If y'all don't know, I'm a huge fan of fucking carrot cake.
Love
Didn't
carrot
even know
cake.
That was on the menu today. Amazing. It's gone.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Is
she brought some coffee, some really cute coffee.
I had to bring you like the most LA thing I could think of.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the packaging, chef's kiss. Yeah. Love it.
La La Land. So
love it. Gotta check them out.
There's a coffee shop out here called La La Land, and there's like a couple places.
Is that your favorite?
No.
No? Because no. You go to all of them. Like you're constantly, yeah. Yeah, you're the coffee girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. To coffee.
Yeah.
But it's just like something that I think in LA we have so many coffee shops here and cafes, mm-hmm. And it's such a culture here.
It is.
That like there's
it's not like that in the Bay.
No, but no. I've been seeing some like TikTok videos. Like there's some influencers up there that have been posting some things.
I have seen some. I followed some. I can't mention them now. I can't think of the name offhand, but they've been like finding a lot of hidden gems that I didn't even know existed.
You put me onto a spot that did Vietnamese iced coffee in West Oakland.
They were our sponsor for a while. You know what happened to them?
No.
Orbitz. It was delicious. Vietnamese coffee, jet fuel. Amazing.
Yeah.
They had an ube latte. Yes. They had a few. Amazing.
You put me onto that.
They were a sponsor for a while. And the owner had a few other business ventures going on, restaurants and whatnot, that I guess were not doing so well.
Okay.
The owner, the married couple, I hope I get this right, killed her husband and her kids and then like hung herself in the garage.
Okay, this is not funny, but like, what the fuck? You didn't want to warn me? You didn't want to warn me? That's the craziest lore drop.
I'm sorry.
By the way,
I'm sorry.
Mass murder.
Familial side. Is that what it's called? I'm sorry. That's where that went. So, yeah.
It sounds fake.
So, they're shut down. They're no more. I want to find my rep who was, like, the manager of the West Oakland one that I was dealing with. Her name was Crystal. Crystal, if you see this, please reach out to me. I love you like no other. I don't know where she ended up, but she was, like, the manager, and she dealt with all, like, the branding and the, you know, the shit. And I got terrified when I found out about this. A few
How
listeners.
How the fuck did you find out about this?
Some listeners sent me the news story. It happened in San Francisco. They lived in San Francisco. And they were like, oh my God, did you hear what happened? So I like watched the art, you know, the news shit. And I was like, oh my God, I hope Crystal, it wasn't her. I didn't know if she was the owner or not. Turns out she was just like management. So thank God she's still alive somewhere. But yeah, it was fucking crazy. Listen. Sometimes businesses will fail. This is not a reason to kill your fucking kids and your husband and hang yourself. It's not.
That is crazy.
You can get out of it. You could bounce back. Take it from a bitch that's bounced back 10 different times. Like, restarted life. You could hit restart. You don't have to do that. That don't have to be the answer.
That is like...
And now I don't get that coffee? Like, stop. It was so good. Somebody else could have took over the business. Like, stop it right now.
No.
It was a really fucked up story. It was.
I wasn't prepared for
the
that.
Husband's
so
brother
real.
Had like got these weird texts from her the night before and shit, and like he felt guilty because he was like, was she trying to fucking tell me something? I don't know. But yeah, offed the whole family. So I'm looking for sponsors.
in the coffee industry. Like the craziest fucking
Richie
shit.
Rich has a coffee brand. I don't know if he's interested. I'm looking for coffee sponsors.
Okay, well. So anyways. But yeah. So
the LA coffee scene is popping.
It's popping. I brought you some coffee from La La Land. And I had to do it because they have like, what's fun about this place is they have specialties. So the carrot cake was like specialty. Then they have like their signature drinks. And then they have like influencer drinks. They have all this fucking shit. It's very LA.
You need to holler at them about a drink. We need a Lil Debbie. We need a Capozzi.
That's why I was like, I'm bringing you some LA shit.
She walked up with this little thing with a handle with all these cute little drinks. I'm like, these look like baby cups. Like, they're so fucking cute.
The straws are hearts.
The straws are fucking hearts. Yeah. Like, they're the cutest things I've ever seen.
It's a whole thing. Love it. When I'm in the Bay, which I'm going to start going to the Bay every other month now.
That's another announcement.
Yeah, another announcement. I'll be going back and forth more now.
Yeah, I love that.
I miss being up there. My family is still up there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone's getting older.
All your besties.
All my besties.
We need you.
Yeah,
we need
when you I'm up there and I'm hanging out with her, it just like, I'm like, oh, this is like who I am to my core.
Is it like a recharge? Is it like a Bay Area recharge for
you? It's like a heavy dose of reality.
Yeah.
It's like, hello, this is what life is actually like.
Yeah,
LA is like, as much as there's normal shit going on in LA, and my life is very normal day to day in LA.
You've been here a long time.
I've been here a long time. I've been here since 2010.
Yeah.
It's 20.
I remember 26. When you moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's DeLulu here. It's still very delusional.
And there's a lot of transplants and it's a lot of fakery and just and a lot like, of people trying to get on. And
exactly. Yeah. Like Leanna, Natalie, Isabel. I've been friends with Isabel since fourth grade. Leanna and Natalie since I was 14. You know, these are people that I'm like.
Lifelong friends.
Yeah, you and me. Like
Me, your best friend in the world.
Best friend in the world. My family.
Your other mom.
We all like especially women, I feel like. Sense of community, like we were talking about the other night, but we have all seen each other in so many different versions of ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're all going to love each other no matter of what version or of what we do.
Yeah.
And feeling that and being around that and being feeling cozy and comfortable and doing things you love with people
and being yourself.
And being yourself.
Yeah.
It's like going to a resort and like checking out. You know what I'm saying? So
there's a huge comfort in being able to just be yourself around people that know all versions of you and like are accepting and loving. And like I was telling you at dinner, like I want to make sure that like the people, especially after this loss of losing one of my childhood fucking best friends, like we're not going to come back from this. Yeah. You know, I don't see that fucking happening because of the way it was handled.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that everybody I love and care about in my life knows how I feel about them, because that was like a shocking slap in my face wake up call. Like, you could lose people at any time, you know, and it could be totally out of your control. That wasn't my fucking decision. You know, I didn't want it to end, and it can. And, you know, it was devastating. I still need to start therapy about that shit. But I just want to make sure that like the people I love and care about know how much I value and want them around and what you do for me. Like I said, we could not see each other for 2 years, but we pick up right where we left off. Like that, there's value in that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, I'm not that comfortable with everybody.
No,
you know?
No. But we've also, like, spent so much time together traveling and all types of shit, you know?
So you got to make sure you continue to pour into those
relationships,
check in with your people.
Showing up for people. It's, like, so important for me now. And it's, like, part of getting older. And you were telling me this. It's, like, showing up for people, regardless of what it is, communicating, calling, texting, whatever it is. But, yeah, just kind of, like, I went to the Bay the end of the year last year, and I was just like, dang, you know, my mom moved. She's like in the Berkeley Hills now.
Most beautiful place in the
world. Most beautiful place in the world. I was like, oh, I'd like to live over here. And I looked and I was like, oh, I can't live over here.
That's my goal. Like, I did an episode with Real Bay Area Memes.
Okay, yes.
I didn't post the clips yet, but, like, he's a Bay Area historian.
Okay.
And we were, like, naming our favorite cities and our least favorite and all that. And, like, really, the Berkeley Hills, if I ever make a real bag, like, that's where I would like to live. Yeah. And, like, just settle down. It's so fucking beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just, like, being around her, and she's getting older, and my dad's getting older, and yeah. just, like... I miss it. I love the Bay Area so much. Yeah. I'm going to be so fucking for real, though. I don't know how y'all are affording to live out
there. I told you how. I told you. So much more. You got to sell some hole. You got to fucking scam. You got to have a career. You like all of the above. You got to have multiple streams of fucking income.
And people don't, and it's so funny, people don't realize, like, oh, it's so expensive. Look, we're from California.
We gonna make it happen.
We gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
We've been here forever.
Yeah.
So, like, we know, it's always been expensive. It's just, like, astronomical now. And being up there, what is expensive is the gas and the rent. The rent is out of control.
You can't rent a closet, a pod, a sleeping pod in the city. Like, you can't rent that for under $2,000.
I was looking for a studio up there because I was like, I'll have a studio and I'll have my place here. And, like, when I can spend a month there and a month here.
Yeah.
They want $2,500 for 300 square feet. How about you go fuck yourself?
You got to really search. I mean, there's some. You can find something, but, like, you got to really, really, really search because they get snatched immediately.
Snatched immediately.
Yeah.
I was hard. Like, I'm not, never mind. It's I'm going to be at my mom's house,
gonna
at my friend's
dope
house.
Dope dealing. You're going to have a roommate. You're going to be dope dealing.
I'm
dog walking.
Now. No. I'm just like, I don't know.
You're going to be doing a lot.
I was, it, and the thing is, even if you have it, it's like, this is actually the dumbest shit I've ever seen. This is not cool. It makes me
think. They gotta fix it.
It makes me think of the people that got the 9-to-5s. I'm like, how are they affording this?
I think they're living with their families and there's multi-income households. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see any other way to do it.
No.
Other than fraud,
it's like,
scamming.
It's like bigger than me and it's bigger than the transplants that are going there that already got the money.
Yeah.
It's more about, like, well, what about the community and the actual.
They're getting pushed out.
The people that are born and raised. What the fuck?
Getting pushed out.
I'm like, that is what I think when I'm like, what the fuck me and what I want. What about everybody else?
I think it's their goal. Honestly, they don't want us to stay. They want to make it to where we have to leave. And it's just like rich, white, techies. That's what they want. That's what they're catering to. It's gross. And we're just pushing back and trying to hold on for dear life for as long as we can. And hopefully, like, income starts getting higher. And I don't know. They got to figure it out. They got to figure it out.
Yeah,
or we got to start burning shit down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
One or the other. Because, like, it's getting nuts. But I'm happy that you are going to...
I'm
going to
be going back and forth.
Have both. Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes sense. And, like, the Bay is a major, a major city. You got SFO. If I got to fly out to do a show, I go from SFO.
Oh,
I go from Oakland, too.
Yeah. There's, you know, there's more flights out of SFO. You're always going to catch a good flight out of
it's
there.
It's international. It's it's actually, SFO is, like, one of the nicest airports I've ever been to.
It is really nice.
It makes lots LAX look like a fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
I'm like,
huh? Clean it up,
clean
LAX.
It up. Figure it
clean
the fuck
it
out.
Clean it the fuck up. Yes, yes. No, I'm happy to have you, though, and we can start doing fun stuff, and I want to get some tattoos.
Yes.
And
we have to hit up
vlog
Leanna.
Some cute things. I'll have you come back.
Yeah, because I'm doing my my YouTube. I'm posting more on
YouTube. I have that in here too. Yeah. What's going on with that? Are you vlogging more?
I'm trying to vlog more. I got a GoPro.
Good. You wear it on your head.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna put it on my body like this. I just, you know, I have the YouTube thing and I stopped posting on it because I wasn't doing music videos anymore.
But you have the audience.
I have the audience and I like to do things on TikTok a lot. And I do, like, you know, stuff on Instagram here and there.
Yeah.
But it was really TikTok that made me be like, why am I not, you know, posting? I get really in my head. I get like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes. Like, who gives? And sometimes, like, honestly, sometimes I'm not doing shit all day.
But, you know, people would like to even see that. Like, I watch people, I have to remind myself sometimes, I watch people, lives and shit, of people that aren't doing shit, and they're not celebrities, and they're, like, yelling at their kids and making rice-a-roni, and just, like,
there's people that are reading. on live.
And I'm doing the fuck in. And yeah. I'm watching for an hour and a half. Oh. Like, that's my girl. Like, you know? And I feel this weird connection. And what is it called when you're like parasocial?
Yeah.
That's my girl. Yeah. Like, she may not know it, but we're damn near related. Like, I want to know how her grandma's doing.
Yeah.
Like, people just want to, and you have the audience. Like, you could literally be doing
I need to get my head out of my ass.
And just do it.
And just yeah, do it. So do. I've been trying to. Do
take it.
It
from a nosy girl that like will yes. be tuned in.
Yeah,
like,
that's... I'm also like, I'm hella nosy. So yeah. I'm like,
so you know, I know. You don't have to have lights.
But you know what it also is? I'm never gonna be used to this.
I know it feels weird. I think you just get a cute little phone stand and you put it on and you just.
It's a GoPro.
Well, that
and I'm like this.
Yeah.
When I got my GoPro, I had to go to Jude, who's also, like, he's been my videographer for a really long time okay. now. He's done a lot of music videos for me and stuff like that.
Did he teach you about it?
He had to help me set up my GoPro. He met me at a cafe
and good,
he
was I'm like, proud of you.
He's like, let me show you this.
What to do?
Yeah.
So you really got to aim it and shit?
Well, he, like, fixed... I don't know.
I'm like, just put it on you.
He put the setting. He had to fix the settings on the GoPro.
Okay, so you could move it around.
Because I would turn it on.
Yeah.
I'd be in places and I would turn it on. And it goes, beep, beep. And I'm like,
everyone turns it on.
And then I would turn it off and it'd be like, beep, beep. And everybody would be like,
oh my God damn, bitch, we get it. Okay, yeah, YouTuber. Like, we got a YouTuber in here.
And it's weird because you would think we're in LA.
Yeah.
There's
more subtle ways to do it.
There's something about holding a camera and holding a video.
Yeah.
That is like.
It feels cringy.
It makes me want to like disappear. It makes me want to be like, evaporate. Please don't look at me. But like, you know.
Yes.
So I just have to like get over that. I don't know when that will happen.
You got to just do it. I talked before about how when I need to do something that's uncomfortable like that, I have to switch into this alter ego that's like bitchy and cocky. Mm-hmm. You have to turn up the cocky and then you can push through.
Yeah.
Like you have to change gears a little bit, I think. You can do it. You're capable. You just got to push through that uncomfortable
part. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of influencers like, nobody gives a fuck. See, I'm filming. And I'm but no, like, I care.
I know. I care about myself. Yeah, so, I'm not tripping off you doing it, but when it comes to me,
I'm trying to get over that, and I've been using my GoPro, so like, we'll see how it goes.
I think the easier it'll get, the more you do it.
I think what I've learned over time is once you just do it, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started working out, I only did it from home, and then from home, I did it at my trainer's house, and then my trainer
I remember moved. Emily.
Yeah, Emily. Yeah. She moved to Texas.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got to start going to the gym, and I was like, the gym? What do you
the
mean
gym the was gym? The most, that was, like, a year ago or something, that was my goal for the year, was to get over my fucking phobia, because I was always trying to drag somebody with me.
It's scary.
On their schedule.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want to do it, they would fake, whatever, and then I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, my only goal for the year is to start going alone and get the fuck over it. Once I started, nobody cared about me.
Yeah,
nobody gave no fuck about me in there.
Everyone's looking at themselves in the mirror.
Yes, I had one pimp try to get at me and make it weird. And then I got him banned. Him and his bitch, and they're dressed alike.
No.
This older fucking like 55-year-old OG pimp with his like Russian bitch in matching red tracksuits trying to get at me.
What gym are you going to?
I'm not going to say a ghetto gym. Just know, a ghetto gym.
When we're done here, you're going to tell me because I have.
But once I got him banned, it's been smooth sailing. Yeah. Don't nobody say shit to me. Don't nobody give a fuck. Everybody's there for the same goal, to whoop ass, and we're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to, I have an LA Fitness membership.
Okay.
I have another gym I go to as well in LA. They're only in LA. But I have LA Fitness, so I can go down here and up in the
what
Bay.
What are you going to do in the Bay?
They have LA Fitness in the Bay.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
My dumb ass. That's only in LA.
You're like, what are you going
to
do
in
the
LA? That's in LA. Is there Bay Fitness? What's in the Bay?
It's called something else, but there's...
What cities are they in? Like Oakland and shit?
I call it North Oakland.
Okay.
They call it
I never
Berkeley.
Heard of it. I never heard of it up there.
I'll show you. It's nice. It's real nice.
Maybe I can meet you there sometime and show off.
I can bring a...
And
I
hurt
bring...
myself fucking lifting.
No, I wouldn't let you hurt yourself. But I stopped going here and I started at another gym as well because I got into it with an older dude.
It's always a
who
dude.
Who was all up my ass.
Not every dude, but always a fucking dude.
So I'm on FaceTime working out with Emily.
which you're not technically, you're not supposed to have a trainer at the gym, right?
Yeah.
But it's LA Fitness. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? Mind your business.
I'm on a FaceTime with her and I'm showing her like, okay, so this machine is open and that machine is open, whatever.
Here comes Nosy Pants.
Homie's behind me. He walks up and he goes, are you recording? And I go like this. No. Just like that, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I told you no, so no. I go about my business, whatever. He comes up to me again. He's like, you're recording. And I was like, no, I'm not recording.
Are you the fucking police at this point?
So he leaves. I'm in like the free weight section. I'm working mm-hmm. out. I see homie that works at the front hit the corner. I see this motherfucker right behind him. When I tell you, I was like, don't you ever fucking walk up to me. Like because like, you know, when you just see something and you see red.
Yes.
He was like, oh, he says he's recorder, recording. You see, he says you're recording. I said, him? Be for real. Let's look at him. Be for real. Him?
As if you were recording him. Be fucking serious for 5 seconds.
I said, I'm on the phone. And he's like, well, and I remember just being like, I told you once. No, you think I'm fucking lying to you? What do right. I look like lying to
Who the
you?
Fuck are you?
Recording you. Like, get out of my face. He left. It was like, whatever. And the guy was like, you know, it's whatever, but you're not really supposed to like have a trainer on the phone and you can't record and whatever. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's whatever. He leaves me alone. Everyone's staring at me. I'm like, fuck.
Great.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm leaving, I go up to the front desk and I'm like, what if homie's like waiting for me in the parking lot? Cause like I wasn't cool.
Yeah,
like I
that's
flashed
true.
On him and was like, don't ever fucking walk up to me, bitch. When I tell you no yeah. once, I mean no. Like, are you fucking dumb?
Did they offer to walk you out?
He was like,
figure it out.
No, he was like, oh. I doubt he's waiting in the garage for you.
Bitch, you're a man. I don't care about your doubts.
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't seem like he was.
I'm not trusting your judgment, my friend. I'm
but
not.
But now, if I do go in the garage, the motherfucker's waiting, and I call X, Y, and Z.
And I told you this is a concern.
And some pops up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Then what?
Mm-hmm.
So I got that shit. I never went back because I was like, cool, fuck you, fuck this gym, fuck everybody in here. I'll see you when I see you. And I signed up for a different thing.
And it's been better.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I'm like, my thing is, I told you no.
Yeah.
My thing is,
if there's assholes like this in this gym, I don't need to be at this gym because it's going to
I wish you see what he looked like because I was like, bro, you.
Yeah.
Let's go to the mirror real quick.
Be for real.
Be for real. Like, I don't know. It was just, it's like, you know, the gym's like, so that happening to you, I'm like, it doesn't happen a lot, though. I think people
when I told the people at the front desk, they were like, oh, that's so-and-so. Like, this ain't even his home gym. Yeah, he's like that. I don't even know why he's here today. This ain't even his home gym. I'm like, well, tell him something because I'm here with my daughter and he's being creepy hitting on me. And like, I know what's going on and it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So later or the next day or something, I saw the girl and she was like, I just wanted to tell you we banned him. Like, I asked him about it. I didn't like his reaction. I think he turned up on her. So she was like, I just told him he can't come back to this location ever.
See, I should have been talking to a girl.
Okay, good. Don't be knocking bitches. Don't be trying to knock bitches in the gym.
That
like, y'all
so
should be.
Bay Area.
It was so Bay Area. That. Such a Bay Area joke. But like, I expected it a little. Once I saw the matching tracksuits and him bossing her around, I was like, okay, I know what this is. Please, I already know. She's like looking at the floor. No eye contact with anybody. I know what's going
Does
on.
Does Bay Area shit ever happen to you that you're like, fuck.
Embarrassed?
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, God.
Every fucking day.
I'm like, yeah, I'm from the Bay. I love the Bay. Like, da da da.
I love it, but I'm well aware of how embarrassing we are. I'm going to just say that. The colorful clothes, the fucking, I'm very aware of how embarrassing
Sometimes
we could
this
be.
Shit just be like, oh, brother, give it a rest. Like, love you, but fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very aware of where I still live and my surroundings, so I just know how to wiggle accordingly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still do things like when I'm parking my car, I'll be like, in LA, I'll be like, you think my car will be okay?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, girl.
You're, oh, yeah, it's
you're
fine.
You're traumatized. Like, yeah. No, that only happens
PTSD.
In the Bay, you know? And
PTSD.
I'm like, fuck, that's so embarrassing.
You gotta roll all your windows down when you get out somewhere, just in case. Fuck. Yeah.
But thankfully, it's never happened. So,
good. They've hit me in a rental a couple times, but then
here?
I learned. No, at home.
Oh,
but
that's happened to me.
I learned that it's because the rentals have the barcode on them. So, like, bippers know, like, that's a traveling person and they probably got some luggage in there,
okay.
Computer, or something like that. So, they're going to always hit a rental car.
One time I flew into Oakland and I got a rental car and I go to the the Oakland Rental Car Center, and they're like, oh, we have this car. You can go get it, pick it up. It's a Charger. Great. And I'm like, Great. You don't got a Corolla? I dead ass was like, you ain't got a Prius, like a Corolla. I don't really even care.
I don't need the Charger. I don't want
the Charger. And they're like, well, you're going to have to wait a couple hours. You know
they're like, we got 45 Chargers. This is all we're pushing out today. And
I'm
like,
I'm not waiting at the Oakland Car Rental Center for 2 fucking hours. It's fine.
Yeah.
Take the Charger. I go and meet my friend Leanna, like, to Eden in North Oakland on Telegram.
And you pull up in the RT.
Dude.
She's like, oh.
They fucking, no tinted windows, unlocked. They busted out, like, my back little triangle window.
Shut the fuck up.
Opened all my shit. There was nothing in there. They did it because there was a phone charge. Take the fucking cord. My thing is, take the cord. Take the cord. You didn't take the cord. You took the window out. You opened the trunk.
When they bit me, you know what they got? Dildos. A bag, a Frida Kahlo tote full of fucking eyelashes and dildos. Dicks. Mind you, dildos ain't cheap. This is when I was working, you know, and doming, and I had equipment. There might have been like a harness in there. None of that shit is cheap.
No.
I know they were mad as hell, but I was like, bitch, that's what you get. Leave these motherfucking cars alone.
Yeah.
I drove around the block a few times to see if they tossed it somewhere because I wanted my shit. Yeah. No.
That shit made me fucking mad. Take the fucking iPhone cord.
Have it.
At this point. Yeah. Take everything in here.
When I would go to shows and shit in the city with people, they would be like, roll down every fucking window. Just roll down every single one. It's not worth getting it broke.
No. Like, I mean, I took it back. And I was like, see what you did? You should have gave me the Corolla.
Right.
They gave me something else. I just dropped it off and picked up another one. But I'm like, when I'm in the Bay, even when I'm in LA, I don't give a fuck. Give me anything. I just need to get to X, Y, and Z. I'm not pulling up to the club.
To be tight. Yeah, to be cool. No.
For who? No. For who? I don't give a fuck.
No.
I was like, this goddamn Charger. I knew it. I was like, I don't want it.
Next time you get a barcode, though, no matter what it is, get that.
I don't even do rentals
when
anymore.
When you get a rental, get that barcode out.
I'd be in the Ubers. I'll walk.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll take Bart. I'll take Bart. And have somebody snatch me.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
But.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Tell people your channels and where they can subscribe and find you and watch the GoPro.
Okay.
Tell them where to find you.
Well, Instagram, it's always been the
same. It's always the same.
DebbieCakes420, which I want to change, but I'm scared of changing because they'll take away my check mark.
Will they if you change your name? I thought you could change your name every month. Once a month.
I don't think so. I think they take the check mark away, then you got to pay for it. I'm paying for it, girl.
No, no.
I earned that.
But also, that's been your name for decades. Like, you have to
keep
that
one. But the 420 be ruining shit for
me. I know.
Ruining shit.
Can it People just don't want to work cakes, with me. But then I'm going to be like, that ain't her. You know? Who's this fraud? Who's that ain't her. Yeah,
who's
you got to
doppelganger?
It. Yeah, yeah. That's an imposter.
Instagram, DebbieCakes420. My TikTok is Lil Bevy.
Lil Bevy.
Because I do all my like.
The bevies. The cute bevies.
I do drinks and like lifestyle stuff and just little kikis on
I don't
there.
Be on there like that. But when I was on there, I seen you doing lots of little energy drinks. Lots of little cute protein.
Which I don't drink energy drinks anymore.
Oh, what happened?
It was fucking my sleep up, girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was waking up every 2 hours. Yeah, just coffee. Regular trusty caffeine.
Good.
TikTok is Lil Bevy. And then
YouTube,
my channel is Lil Debbie TV and I'm doing the vlogs on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I watched one with you and Katie and you guys were somewhere like, was it a hotel or like a, it was,
yes.
Yeah. It was cute.
Yeah.
I know it was like decorated cute and everything.
The Parker in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And then for like my DJ stuff, it's my name, Jordan_Capozzi on Instagram. And that's really all that Capozzi's
Those shows
at.
Are a good fucking time.
They are.
So when she has another one in the Bay, we all need to come together and pull up.
Yeah.
And trust me, it will be fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah. Everyone should go.
I'm looking
Everyone's
forward.
Invited.
Yeah, we're all going
we're
together.
All invited.
We're
going
to go together as
all
a family.
All the besties are invited.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah,
and
thank
I
you.
Can't wait to see you in the Bay.
I know. It's going to be a thing.
It's going to be Bunny's birthday, so we have to go do something.
Yeah, yeah. We do got to figure that out. I was asking her yesterday, do you want to come down here? Do you want to go up there or stay up there? She's like, I want to do both. So,
period.
I don't know. We're going to figure it out. It's her 18th.
Yeah. She's,
so what
that's
the
an
fuck?
Adult.
Who told you to be 18?
That throws me.
You were at, you and the other that shall not be named were at like her birthday at that park that time. It was like her fourth birthday.
Yeah.
I remember you guys coming and walking across. She was a little nugget, yeah. Like a little kid. What the fuck?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
That's exciting though.
It is. It makes me sad though. That's why I had another. But now I can't. Okay. I gotta hold on to this one for dear life and just cherish every moment because I can't have.
You have the best kids though. You have like the best babies. They're awesome. You make great
kids.
Humans.
I wish I could make 1,000.
You make really they're the good tightest, humans.
Coolest, funniest fucking humans.
Yeah, but that's because of you.
It's because to be honest. Thank you. I like to think that the donors played no part in that. The greatness all comes from me.
I don't really know the other halves. I only know you.
I mean, they're cool, but they ain't me. You know, I'm the one.
Who's you? Nobody.
I mean, yeah. I don't want to say that.
I will, but from being around you and when you have like Bunny and Peace, when we're all together, like you are such a good mom.
Thank you.
And I feel like the way that you raise them is just like,
thank you.
If they weren't good people, I'd be like, how?
Yeah. You're really just being stubborn or something. Yeah.
And like, oh my God, your kids are so, you make great humans. It's like something about you.
That boy, I don't know. The rest of them are great. That boy of mine though, like he's a Capricorn, a male Capricorn. I don't know how familiar you are. They are the worst of the worst. Do not recommend. He just thinks he knows it all. So it's like he'd be hesitating to listen to the game I'd be trying to give him about life because he thinks he has it all figured out. And I'm like, all right. I hope that's just like an act that he puts up for me and he actually does absorb it because he's doing all right. But like, you know,
I think it's like also an age thing.
And a guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy things.
Like I'd be having to have his dad give him the certain messages because they're received better than they are from me sometimes. But I don't give a fuck. As long as it gets through, I don't care who has to give it to you. Yeah. You're going to get
it. I've spent more time with the girly pops though.
Yeah.
So like the girly pops.
They're great. They're doing great.
I'm fucking with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Love them down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll reconnect and give you guys an update sooner than 5 years later.
We should.
A little more frequent.
Now that I'm going to be back in the Bay so much. Like,
it'll be easier. Yeah. We could figure something out and do some fun stuff. And just be girls.
I'm going to be real. Girls. After this ends, I'm going to be thinking about that Vietnamese coffee shit for like,
go look it up. I don't
know how long that shit threw really the fucked fuck up. Out of me.
I was like, come on. Like, you got to be fucking really kidding not funny, me.
But you need to give warnings before you tell some real fucked up shit because that was crazy.
I'm sorry.
I love you. Yeah. And I have to pee.
All right. Let's wrap this up. Bye, kittens. We love you.
Love you.
Follow all her pages.
Yeah.
Leave some comments. Tell me what you think. Love you. Bye.
Bye.